Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You're listening to CECI-SFM Talk Radio, a living facility. Who feeds the building? Who is feeding the building? CECI is answering this age-old question where the next generation of facility maintenance starts. CECI-SFM will provide answers to the age-old question, who is feeding the building? When facility maintenance is done right, it is nearly invisible. What you notice is that everything in a building, on a campus, or in the entire city works well, looks beautiful, and is impeccably maintained. In short, when do you notice it at all? Only when problems arise when we do that. We want you all to tune in today for a special guest that we'll be bringing into the show here in just a moment. We're talking about some new product offerings as well as some online shopping at www.cecisfm.com. You can also call in at 619-924-9877. I want to welcome a very special guest to the show, Mr. David Neely. Mr. Neely, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Karima. Good to join you today.
It's good to have you here. I know that we have been talking for some time, and I wanted to everyone in our listening audience to get to know who David Neely is and the background that Mr. Neely has is extraordinary. He's had an extraordinary journey, and I think it's always good to bring on people who are crossed over into facility maintenance because what he has been doing for the past 20-plus years is feeding the contractors so they can feed the building. So, Mr. Neely, tell everybody about yourself and your background, sir.
Well, a brief overview and background. I've spent the last 22 years representing a company called Management Computer Controls out of Memphis, Tennessee, best known as MC Squared. And for 20 years, my focus has been on providing solutions for estimating throughout the construction industry by selling the interactive cost estimating software, again, most well known as ICE. Today, it's used by 30 of ENR top 50 contractors and probably a total of 2,000 companies and 5,000 estimators. So my focus is, for many years, been providing efficient, accurate methods of takeoff and pricing, reporting, presentation to owners. And certainly there's been tremendous evolution in that industry over the last 10, 15 years. You know, we used to unroll blueprints and use color pencils and scales in order to do takeoff of concrete and walls, framing. Then we saw digitizers come into the industry where people were putting blueprints on digitizers to speed up the takeoff process. And then we were introduced to 2D takeoff, where using products like OnCenter and PlanSwift, being able to import TIFF and PDF files and directly from the computer using your mouse, quickly overlay drawings in color in order to come up with links and areas and count items. And the better we integrate that takeoff to a database of historical pricing, the faster we can arrive at an estimate. And, you know, flexibility is important. You know, being able to take off, produce an estimate from a simple drawing on a napkin where somebody wants a budget, all the way down to construction document details. And certainly that's been a focus of the estimators, to get faster and better, improve processes, eliminate omissions. And even more recent, we have seen the introduction of BIM, Building Information Modeling, where architects, engineers, designers are building structures, buildings, and others in a 3D environment using products like Autodesk Revit and ArchiCAD and some other tools, SketchUp. So they, you know, they're building the projects in a 3D environment, and that it continues to come into the market. It's a bit fragmented because of the, you know, if it's not drawn in a way that the estimator can extract good information, then you don't get a good estimate. So there's really a focus now of integrating drawings and metadata, object data coming from a 3D environment to a estimator's database of cost, and then being able to capture that as a template. So if I get a 3D model from an architect, quickly being able to force that through my database and arrive at an estimate. Oftentimes the drawings we get in a 3D world might be 20, 30, 40%, and, you know, certainly I need other options, flexibility to produce the other 50, 60% of the estimate in other methods. And then once I produce an estimate, be able to drive that into a scheduling environment, Microsoft Project, Primavera, P3, or Oracle, planning, scheduling software. And if I can track cost as construction takes place in the field, then I'm able to reconcile basically my progress with my estimate. And ultimately integrate that to my accounting software to do some earned value management, if you will. So that's really been my focus over the past two decades. I'm currently delighted to be affiliated with CECI and the offerings available for equipment and facility maintenance, and excited at the opportunity to introduce many of my customers and friends to the services that you provide.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing. Mr. Neely, you basically, people don't realize this, but when facility maintenance is done right, we all talk about it. We don't, you know, we got a problem right now around the country. We got a lot of snow. Got a lot of people moving a lot of equipment. But somebody has to give the city or the customer a price on what that's going to cost. And that's
right.
How I think this is very fitting, so that people understand that a cost estimate doesn't just come out of anywhere. The sensibility about bringing in facilities, people that are going to perform the work, is that they have to know what the cost is going to be. So basically,
exactly.
The end user is what you have been able to provide for owners, not as well as contractors, but owners as well, and how we continue to try to move toward making sure that the individuals, the customers, the campuses, the different people who provide the services for the rest of the folks, I call them, who need some kind of understanding of what's this thing going to cost me. And you mentioned
right.
that at the very beginning, one of the softwares gives you a conceptual part, well, allows the being 15% of construction drawings complete. You guys, the software also expands into giving people a base estimate of what they need to go to the bank and get a check for it too, right?
It does, so, and so like, you know, it's about capturing. First off, capturing best practice. I mean, we know what goes into pouring a footing and a slab and erecting partitions. We have a good handle on historical cost and capturing that in what I call a knowledge base, a database, and then being able to tie that to a design is important. But we also know that the cost beyond construction, the operation and maintenance cost, can far exceed the cost of construction, and that's really what we're focused on today is the operation and maintenance side of that.
And I think we can capture some of the things that we've been doing over the years, in adding that as a value added services for the CECI facility maintenance group that is sponsoring this radio show this afternoon. I wanted to also mention that there are some very good specials that are going on with CECISFM. So we want you all to go to the www.cecisfm.com website, take a look at the homepage, and look at some of the featured items that we have that is showing for the month of February. I tell you one thing, that when we get into more of these shows, we want to make sure that people understand this is an opportunity for people to talk about how all our industries coincide with the very end portion of what you were talking about is, yes, the construction cost is one thing, but facility maintenance can exceed. So there's a way that we now can help facility companies understand product placement. And the very end of the construction, then there's got to be some facility maintenance part where there's a cost for that. I think there's some way that we can capture that with the, one of the value-added services that CECISFM is doing is product placements on conceptual estimating. So we'll be bringing in some teams of people that you know that could possibly help in providing customers with those answers. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct, and even in the world of BIM and the 3D model, being able to model the expected maintenance of items, heating and cooling, and again, dealing with the life cycle of ownership, and being able to graphically produce that in a 3D environment is where we're headed today.
You know what? I think a lot of people are afraid of what is coming forward, but with the new automation buildings that have full automation life cycles that continue to go forward, no matter what's happening, this is kind of a way that managers can best suit themselves and understand what their end cost is going to be after they get their building built. So what I want you all to do for just a second, we're going to take a little bit of break here for about a second or so here, and I'm going to come back in here and talk with Mr. Meade a little bit, and we're going to go over real quickly some of the opportunities that are out here for CECISFM. So you guys sit back for a moment and listen to a little smooth jazz at the top of the hour at 1:45 here in Metro Atlanta. Back, you guys, and just relax, drink some coffee, and then we'll be right back with you. welcome back to the show. We're sitting back and checking out the atmosphere that we're trying to create for CECI SFM Facility Talk Radio. It's a living facility. Who's feeding the building? CECI, as we spoke earlier, is providing the answers to the age-old question. Now, this platform is created for other individuals to come in place in front of our listening audience and talk about their new product offerings as well as their shopping online. It's something that facility maintenance does not have a platform for, and we have created that, and we're very proud of that situation. And I have with me Mr. David Neely out of Memphis, Tennessee, as my guest today, one of the very new features, I call it, to CECI Talk Radio and CECI SFL. And we want to welcome him back to the show. Mr. Neely, let me just ask a couple quick other additional questions concerning estimating software. Now, there are some other softwares that's out there that you might be in getting involved in. But there's other things that other facility groups usually work with. What are some of the suggested things that you might be able to suggest that might be coming down the pipeline in the future?
Well, again, my focus has been on construction, typically commercial ground-up buildings, as well as heavy civil construction, and primarily related to estimating. And there's many products on the market. I tend to oversimplify software as best I can, especially estimating software, there's really three or four ingredients. Number one is a database. You know, I would imagine that the great majority of construction estimates are produced even today still in an Excel spreadsheet. And Excel, the good thing about it is it's very flexible, and you can do just about anything. And perhaps that's the bad thing about it is you can do just about anything, and there's typically no database connected to the spreadsheet to pull from. So you're creating estimates from scratch, or you're using templates and trying to delete things you don't need and add things you do. And again, omissions can be very costly in producing estimates. So if we can pull from a historical database of cost, productivity, and hours, certainly that's far better. And if we can provide an audit trail for the manager to see how estimates were put together, certainly if I have a single office and one or two estimators, it's not as dire, if you will, as if I have five or six offices and 30, 40, 50 estimators. So managing the estimating process requires a good audit trail, standardization of the process. So regardless of what I'm estimating, if I can start with a database of historical costs to pull from, that's always a good thing. You know, more important than the database is the tools for doing measuring and calculation of quantities. If I were to pull formwork or concrete into my estimate, do I want to write a formula and tell the software how to calculate it, or do I want a formula pre-assigned to the item? And if I'm taking off a footing, do I want to take off, go find concrete and rebar and excavation and formwork and lay back and water stop? Or do I want an intelligent assembly that asks for the length, width, thickness of a footing, and I get all of those items by default? And so the development of intelligence and, again, as I mentioned earlier, best practice, and I think that's available on the market today in several products. And then ultimately, all estimating software products result in what looks like a spreadsheet, if you will, of individual items. They can be summarized into uniformat, master format, CSI division. You know, the ability to tweak the estimate, make changes, escalations based on time and duration. All very important. Ultimately, the summary, where I'm putting my overhead and profit and markups, indirects, bond issues, contingencies. Everybody does it different, so I need tremendous flexibility there. And then presentation to the owner. The owners want to see estimates presented their way, not necessarily the way the software comes out of the box. So those are kind of the ingredients with any software, whether I'm taking off a building, a road, a bridge, a industrial plant. They all have the same elements. Integration is a good thing. If I can pass data from estimating to scheduling and into the field and project controls, and ultimately it reaches my accounting department, it's easy to say that, but I'm dealing with different codes. The estimator uses cost codes that they're familiar with. The scheduler is going to look at it different because we schedule things different than the way we estimate them. And then I need to be able to reconcile that to my accounting software, which has its own code of accounts. So it's really just an orchestration of data and using different codes and different report formats in order to be successful. So my focus is really all software within a construction company, and try to enhance that integration, if you will.
You know, the most important thing about this conversation today, everyone, is that facility maintenance starts at a certain point, and so when it's very clear what I'm hearing, Mr. Mees, is that unless we know where something's going to cost, no matter whether or not it's the construction aspect or to the facility part, there's got to be best practices involved in all of these segments of work that we do in the industry, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well,
going beyond the estimate and construction, it's about providing a good product. It's about providing good service with timely delivery and ultimately satisfaction. Competitive pricing, which is what you bring to the table.
And I'm glad that we know that pricing is very important. I know that we're experiencing a lot of bad weather, and there's going to be a lot of facilities that they're not going to be able to sustain some of the snow like we have up in the northern parts of the United States. So it's going to be very interesting in how we dig out and recover from this big Arctic blast that we have. And, you know, everybody, I just want everybody to know that you guys can always call in on this radio show at 619-924-9877, or just contact us at support@cecifm.com, and you can book yourself some time on the show. And we're about to get out of here, Mr. Neely, and I really appreciate you working with us on coming aboard and talking with us about the very beginning of how facility maintenance starts, and that's an estimate. And then we'll work our way up to the time periods that we'll have coming up for the rest of the year on bringing other guests in that's going to tie what the estimate does to the facilities part and having things smoothly go forward. So I want to thank you, Mr. Neely, for joining us today, and it's very important for everybody to know that CECI also has an affiliate referral program and specials. And this particular affiliate program is great for individuals. If you guys can go to www.cecifm.com, and it's a unique affiliate program that allows you to generate a solid income with little work by you. We have a developer tool that you need to be successful. You can receive your own unique URL, which will automatically track the sales you generate and then provide you with a banner ad and text links that you can choose and copy on your website to become an affiliate partner. So tune in.
Right. I think Karima, if I can interject, Karima, what the things I've talked about, standardization and a knowledge base and best practice, you've captured on CECI's SFM website, because there you have a knowledge base, you have a database of pricing to pull from, competitive pricing to pull from. And you have, again, you have that knowledge base, and what you're offering is others can generate income simply by tapping into the knowledge base that and the website that you provided for them.
Oh, yeah. I think I appreciate that part, because I'm always talking about go to this, go to that. We do have a very strong knowledge base. We got about 39,000 items. The store is hosted by Volusion, and CECISFM, CECI Services LP, is a licensed distributor for Ferguson, which we carry their products online, as well as several other major brands across the country. But, again, we are really excited about notching out a new way of doing business, which is in helping individuals make money, save money, and then provide a platform for people to come in on every Thursday to talk about their products and what they do as far as a facility company. So I really appreciate everybody's attention and support in the Facility Talk Radio. As the months grow forward, we will probably gain a lot more momentum. And, again, I want to thank you, Mr. Neely, for taking out the time to just come on the show and provide leadership and all. And there's a great opportunity for us to have him back on the show, hopefully. And we really appreciate your time, Mr. Neely.
I'd love to. Thanks again for having me.
All right. Thank you, sir.